Go ahead, Niv.
Excerpt 13 from Rabash, article concerning joy. Joy is a testimony. If a person becomes stronger in a matter of faith, to believe that the Creator is good and does good, that there is none above Him, although in the situation he is in right now, he has nothing to rejoice with, meaning to be happy about, and yet he reinforces himself and says that the Creator watches over him in a manner of good and doing good. If his faith is sincere, it stands to reason that he should be happy and delighted. And the measure of joy testifies to the level of sincerity in his faith. By this, we can interpret what is said about Rabbi Elimelech, who would say that when he passes away and is told to go to hell, he will say, if this is what the Creator wants, I will jump in. That is, this is regarded as providence of good and doing good. Thus, he is always happy. Exit number 14 from Rabash. Serve the Creator with joy. The Zohar asks, it is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. A servant of the Creator, whose intention is to bestow, should be happy when he is serving the king. If he has no joy during this work, it is a sign that he lacks appreciation of the greatness of the king. Therefore, if one sees that he has no joy, he should make amendments, meaning think about the greatness of the king. If he still does not feel, he should pray to the Creator to open his eyes and heart to feel the greatness of the Creator. Here, the two discernments develop. One, he should regret not having a sensation of the greatness of the king. Two, he should be happy that his regrets are about spirituality and not like the rest of the people, whose regrets are only in order to receive. We should know who it is who gave us the awareness that our regrets should be over spirituality, and we should be happy that the Creator has sent us thoughts of spiritual deficiency, which in itself is regarded as the salvation of the Creator. For this reason, we should be happy.
קטע מספר 15 מתוך רבש ב' מהי מלחמת הרשות בעבודה ב'.
Excerpt number 15, רבש, what is an optional work in the work? Optional war in the work. When a person is in a state of lowliness, it is considered that the Creator has moved away from him, and he has no desire or yearning for the work. This is regarded as the Creator giving a person a shape of tastelessness about spirituality. Moreover, a person wants to escape and forget about the work altogether. This is regarded as the Creator showing him the achoraim, the posterior. The panim, anterior, of the Creator is his desire to do good to his creations. And the achoraim is the complete opposite. Why does the Creator show a person the achoraim? It is on purpose. For by this, a person gets a thrust toward dvekut, adhesion, with the Creator, for he cannot remain in a state of lowliness. It follows that here, in the achoraim, is a discernment.
Excerpt number 16, this is from Rabash. When should one use pride in the work? A person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guides him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and gives him the descent as well. That is, a person should believe, as much as he can understand, that the Creator is giving him the ascent, since certainly a person cannot say that he himself receives the ascent, but that the Creator wants to bring him closer. This is why he gives him the ascent. Also, a person should believe that the Creator gives him the descent as well, because he wants to bring him closer. Therefore, every single thing that he can do, he must do as though he's in a state of descent, of ascent. Therefore, when he overcomes a little during the descent, it is called an awakening from below. Each act that he does, he believes that it is the Creator's will, and by this itself he is rewarded with greater nearing, meaning that the person himself begins to feel that the Creator has brought him closer.